That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, I hope you are all super excited for a new episode of Happy Hour this week. Before we get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. This show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. Cash App is a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. Whether you owe a friend a random bet you lost or just want to settle a giant group dinner that someone paid for, Cash App is the app to use. My friends and I always do this, you guys, where we'll go out to dinner in a big group and one person will just pay for everything and then everyone pays them back the part they owe from their dinner, and Cash App solves a scenario and just makes it so convenient. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed in a free debit card. Sounds pretty awesome to me. I'm also excited, so excited, listen closely, this is my favorite part, to be working with Cash App to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR in all caps, just one word, HAPPYHOUR, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So I'm going to try not to cry right now, since a friend so near and dear to my heart, and I'll actually talk about her more in an upcoming video. But Ange, when you hear this, I love you so much. You are so freaking strong, girlfriend. Ange was actually diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma this spring and is being treated at Dana-Farber here in Boston. So now you know why the Jimmy Fund is extremely important to me and why I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you, like I said before, and $10 towards defeating cancer. So sounds like a pretty awesome deal to me. Again, use the promo code Happy Hour when you download Cash App from the App Store today. Here we go!
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay, welcome to a new episode of Happy Hour with Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined with the one and only Taylor.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I'm so excited.
This is so exciting. You guys, this is my second official guest. I can't wait. This episode is gonna be so much fun. There's so many good questions.
I know, I wanna hear what people have to ask.
You guys asked literally so many good questions, and in typical Happy Hour fashion, we are going to start with what we're happy about right now. I love doing that. And how about you start us off?
Okay. I have two things. One is that I'm running my half marathon tomorrow, so I feel like I'm pretty happy and excited about that. Mm-hmm. And two, that you're home this week, because I feel like I miss you and you're not away. So I feel like we had so much fun this week while you were home.
I love that.
Just like bopping around.
That's really cute of you. What I'm happy about right now is just that I've been home for the past week and with Taylor and just been able to like chill, because I feel like my life can be so like go, go, go. Well, your life is actually more go, 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 but I'm just on the
go a lot. Well, you're on the go, yeah. It's nice like go to yoga and come back and have dinner and hang out and watch Aspen and Parker.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm usually like traveling so much, so I'm happy that I've had 1 week at my apartment in Boston. I think I said in my last podcast that I'm home for a total of 6 days in November. So these were the five of them.
Yeah, because then the 16th is
the 16th is the other day, and then I'm gone for the rest of November, and I get back. Day one of Vlogmas, baby.
Yay!
December 1st.
Oh, yeah, there's a big surprise for you.
Oh, December it's 1st. So exciting. It's going to be the best. And everyone's like, are you doing Vlogmas? Yes, I'm doing Vlogmas. I always do like a happy quote too. Mm-hmm. And this one I told Taylor yesterday, and I don't know if this is exactly what I was going for, but I was trying to find like a cute happy one like about friendship, because you guys know Taylor is my best friend. And it says, a friend is someone who understands your past, believes in your future, and accepts you just the way you are. Like kind of mushy. And yeah, like I said, I don't know if it's really what I'm going for, but I feel like obviously we understand each other's past because we are in each other's past. Like we grew up together.
From the beginning.
And Yeah, I feel like we're like both like such encouraging friends for each other. Believes in your future.
Hey, I believed in this podcast.
You did. No, you really did. And I feel like you're so encouraging and you're like, you got to do it. Like,
yeah. And now I'm so proud that I'm sitting like on the other side of it because I feel like it was in the talks for so long.
Yeah.
And then to see it like come to life fruition. Is so rewarding. Yeah, for you.
I know. Sure. I like finally did it. So, yeah. And I feel like you can doubt yourself too. And I'm like, no, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About, like, anything. I don't even know in specific. Or, like, your current job situation. We'll get into that. Because you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, sis, yes. But anyway. Okay, then I thought, before we get into the questions, I feel like we should just talk about, like, life update right now. And talk about, like, where you're at. Like, what's going on quickly for, like, some context. Because okay. I feel like you're in and out of the vlogs. But, like, you guys are really going to get to know Taylor in this podcast episode. Because I just really, yeah, wanted to ask her a lot of questions and for you guys to like get to know her more, because a lot of you love her, like most of you, all of you love her so much because she's in like all my vlogs and just like you're such an interesting person. I've never met anyone like you, honestly. Like,
that's interesting.
I know that's weird to say, but we'll get into like all the reasons why and okay. what makes you you, but you're just like so driven and so you, like unapologetically.
Yeah, I don't care, really.
Yeah, like you don't care, you're just so you, and like I don't know. Like, we'll get into
okay, it. Okay, so you want a life update?
Yeah.
Like, where current
you,
job.
Where you're at right
where
now.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, we'll, like, talk about that more, but.
Well, that's a very broad
yeah.
topic.
Yeah. Like, right now, like, this weekend, you're going to run your half marathon.
Okay, well, yeah, I've been training a lot for my half marathon, which is happening tomorrow, so I feel like I've been running a lot in my free time.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't have free time, I'm usually at work. So I'm loving my job, and I've been trying to figure out, like, what I want to do about grad school, because I know I definitely want to go for my MBA.
Forgot we were doing that.
But now I think instead of going in January, I'm probably going to go in June, just because I know it's something that I want to do, but I don't picture myself sitting in a classroom in January.
No. Oh my God, that's, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, so I feel like I just need a little bit more time, since I feel like I was so busy the past 4 years of college.
Yeah.
That another, like, couple
busy
months.
Busy is an understatement.
Yeah, I feel like another couple months will do me well.
Yes.
So I've been doing that.
And there's no rush.
Oh, gosh, no. What else have I been up to? I don't really feel
running.
Like, running. I mean, running and work. I don't know what else I'm doing.
Running to work out and running from one thing to the next.
I have an exciting vacation coming up in December.
Yeah.
So I'm going
where are you going?
I'm going to Austria to ski, which I'm so excited
like,
about.
I still don't even know where that is, you guys. I'm going to be, like, looking you up on Find My Friends and be like, you're literally so far.
If I gave you a map, I wonder where you think it was.
Like, probably, like, in Europe somewhere.
Okay, we were going. I'll never forget. My mom and Scott were taking us to a regatta. And this is, like, a couple years ago. Like, we were old enough to know. Like, maybe 10th or 11th grade. And we were trying to find the hotel. And there was a road sign, like, the big blue H sign that you see on a road, which means hospital. And Gretchen goes, oh, hotel that way, meaning that the H went to
say,
hotel.
Guys, just follow the sign to say H.
And they were like, oh my God.
Are you kidding
this
me?
This is not good.
Yeah. That's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's all that's really going on.
Yeah. Just living your best life.
Yeah. I'm really happy.
Boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend. Aww. Yeah. Tucker.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, I'm sure the questions.
Okay. Ready, everyone? Let's get into the questions. So, we got some questions from people we know.
Oh,
so
God.
Chase.
Says, oh, fun.
Not your Chase. Max's
yeah,
Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase says, if you were to live somewhere else than Boston, where would you live?
Where would I live? Oh, this is a good question. Yeah. I think that I would probably live in another city. I really like the city life, but I'm not sure that it would be New York because I just, like, when I visited you there 2 summers ago, I just felt a little overwhelmed. Yeah. So I'd probably try, like, Philly or Chicago for a little bit. Ideally, like, long-term, I would love to, like, live in the mountains somewhere where I could, like, ski and whatever. But I think that, like, right now while I'm young and fresh out of college, I would do another city.
That's
but like, not New York. Like, 150% would not go there.
Very overwhelming. Very, like, overstimulating, is that the right word?
Yeah, but just some like people love it, and it's like great for those people, but I just don't feel like it would be a good fit for me.
And I wonder if you almost would, like, when I lived there, I felt like I always had to be doing something because there's always so much to do, and you do enough as it is. Like, I wonder if you were to be there, you would be like, oh, I have to do even more and, like, be even more social and do this and do that, and, like, so interesting. Yeah, I could see you in, like, other cities. You're just, like, a go-getter. I feel like anywhere you live, though, honestly, like, even if you were, like, in the suburbs, you'd, like, hop into your big car with all your kids and be like, come on, time for church. Like, I don't know. Like, you would just, guys, like, before sitting down for this, Taylor's like, come on, okay, we gotta go, we gotta go. And I'm like, oh my God, your poor kids, one day it's gonna be like 8 a.m. on a Sunday, and Taylor's gonna be like, come on.
I need to become more, not like that.
Mellow.
I'm trying to work.
Taylor's like, Tucker was like, what's the rush?
He was like, yelling at me this morning. He's like, well, why are we going? And I'm like, well, why not?
I feel like everyone in your life is like that too. Your parents are like, Taylor, what? Like, why are we rushing? And you're like, that's just how she is. I'm like, this pressure comes from within.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, there's no time constraints. The time constraints are your time constraints.
In my head.
Chase also says, how do you stay motivated to get up early and work out on your own? And I feel like a lot of this, we'll be talking about working out and fitness, because you guys know Taylor is like a fitness queen, and I just feel like an inspiration to so many.
I'm trying to get Gretchen to run the Boston Marathon with me.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. There was a question.
So I feel like I stay motivated because I know when I feel best when I work out, so I focus on that. So I know that if I work out in the afternoon, I'll feel like more, like, not totally in it and, like, more tired after working all day. So I know, like, how important working out is to me. So I know that since it's a priority, I need to find a time in my day that works best for me. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, most of the time that has been in the morning, just because that's, you know, right when I wake up and I feel like it's a really good routine.
Yeah.
But I think over the past couple of months, it's been a little bit harder because I've been having to work at 7. So that means leaving here at 6:30. So that's like super early. Yeah. But on occasion, I'll get up at
Taylor's like I'm getting up. It's 3:30.
Yeah. On occasion, I'll get up at 5 and do like half my workout and then maybe do half of it later. But really just kind of depends on the week and like what I have going on. But I think it's just important if you, you know, are doing something that you enjoy, you find time that works.
Yeah. Like, in my mind, I feel like I try to work out in the morning literally to get it over with. Right. But you like it in the morning because you feel like in the afternoon, it's like you're more tired.
Yeah, I mean, in the morning, I feel like I'm just ready to go. Like, I could go run for, like, ever.
Like, you wake up and you spring out of bed. Like, aren't you tired at, like, 5 a.m. when you go hop on the treadmill?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like I'm also tired after working all day.
Yeah, you know? So more tired in the afternoon.
Yeah,
than
but
the
morning. I mean, when I have longer runs, I don't have time in the morning to go run 15 miles. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to get up at, like, 3:30.
Literally was in this routine. I feel like you still are in this routine where she gets up at the crack of dawn, goes and works out, works all day, comes back, works out again. And I'm like, oh my God, why are we doing doubles every day?
I mean, a lot of this does stem from, you know, being in rowing for the past 4 years in college. I think it's just that, you know, mindset mentality of like having to do
minutes.
A certain amount of minutes to like, you know, look a certain way or feel a certain way, which I know it to not be true.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that I've been shifting on. And I feel like actually that correlates to me, you know, not feeling bad if I don't get up and work out in the morning and just do a workout in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've become that's more good. Okay with that over time, that's but it's good. Definitely taking time, you know. To figure that out.
I know. I feel like it takes so much time to like move past that mindset and be like, wait, I can like live a normal human life and be like everybody else.
Yeah. Like the other morning.
And not like consumed with working out.
Right. I like set my alarm to work out in the morning and I didn't. And then in the afternoon, I just went to sculpt at Core Power.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. But yeah, it's just hard to think.
Oh, I like that. That's like improving. Guys, sorry, these questions are, like, all over the place. They're not in, like, any specific category.
That's okay.
Like, just listen to the whole thing, okay? If you want to hear everything, because they're just, like, how I wrote them down. But one of the questions was, what time do you get up normally? So I feel like that's good to talk about right now, because we were just talking about motivation and, like, getting up early to work out.
So it depends. If I'm not working out, usually, like, 5:50 or 6:05, depending on if I need to do my hair. Okay? I mean, these are things I have to take into account.
That sounds, like, literally impossible.
And if I do work out, it's a hell of a lot earlier. It's, like, it'd be 5.
Ooh.
It just depends on the day. Yeah. But it ranges. No later than 6:05 because I have to be at work by 7. So
yeah.
I'm not sleeping in past then. Yeah. Today I was up at 5, and it's a Saturday, and I was like, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. She, like, Taylor would be like, guys, like, she'll be like, Gretchen, you won't believe it. I woke up at 7, like, I slept in today, and I'm like, wait, what the hell? You know, I have to, like, peel myself out of bed at 9 o'clock to get to, like,
but
a 9:30 yoga.
But now I have that alarm clock in my head from work.
Yeah.
Where I'm just, like, up and ready to go.
And I feel like once you're, I forget that saying, like, if you do something for, like, 28 days or a month or something, then it's, like, your routine, and you've been like this for so long. Like, I feel like once you get up that early for that long, like, you've done it all of college, like, all of high school, too, your body can't sleep past, like, 6 or 7 anyway.
Yeah. And I don't even feel like I need that much sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just supposed to do it.
She can go run, like, a half marathon in, like, a couple hours of sleep. You, like, don't get
that much sleep.
This
doesn't work for everyone. Like, I don't want people to think that you have to, like, wake up early to, like, accomplish
For me, not attainable goals. Right now. Right. Maybe in the future, if I changed a lot around in, like, my routine.
And that's
but...
great, because that works best for your schedule. Yeah. So it works differently per person.
Interesting. Max has a question.
Maxie! What's up?
Actually, I'm going to say this for a second because I don't even know if I told you this, but I met two subscribers in Reading at his game. Mm-hmm. And they were like, wait, Gretchen, before we go, we have a question that we've been wanting to ask you for so long. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is it? They're like, I'm sure like so many people are wondering it. Like, we have been dying to ask you. And I'm like, okay, like, let's hear it, ladies. And they were like, how do the three of you live together? Like, how is Taylor okay with that? And I don't know if we've ever talked about it. So this is really good to talk about. How is Taylor okay with Max living there? Are you all friends? Like, did she ever feel weird? Because they were like, honestly, like, we have, like, roommates in college, and sometimes we feel weird if, like, the boyfriend's there. Or, like, and I feel like that is just from them not being, like, close with him. Or they're like, the boyfriend will be, like, dirty and messy and, like, be disrespectful to, like, our apartment and, like, our things.
Right.
But I feel like we had such a good little system.
Yeah, I did not ever, like, once think about it being an issue at all, because I feel like Max and I get along fine. Like, if you were out, you know, running errands, like, Max and I still, like, hang out and talk and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I feel like it probably stems from the three of us having a good relationship, you know, collectively and individually.
Yeah.
And Max was also super easy to live with. And I'm, you know, he's coming back in April, so
yeah,
I'll be doing it again.
See you soon, babe.
But, you know, he cleans up, he folds my laundry like no other. Yeah. I mean, really very lucky.
He's so good at folding.
So good. I'm like, why in the hell? I'm like, no way Gretchen did this.
Taylor can tell when I try to fold and then when Max, like, actually
Max
folds.
Is like folding master, yeah. So Max is just, like, super respectful. He, you know, takes out the trash all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to put light on, like, his manual labor of him living here. Yeah. He just, like, does things to, like, help keep the apartment together.
Yeah.
And is just super chill. Like, he's never
doing
annoying things. Like, Max is not...
Yeah.
You know, he's great.
He's
to
not
live
like
with.
Difficult. I know.
No,
I feel like,
so not difficult.
Like, I understand in college it can be difficult when you have roommates, and then if, like, someone has a boyfriend, and if the boyfriend, like, isn't making an effort to, like, be friends with the girls there,
right,
like, make conversation and be friends with them so that you could be with them. And, like, Taylor was saying, like, I would leave sometimes, and, like, Max and Taylor would be here, and it would be good.
And Max came, like, on my family vacation.
Yeah. So
I think that should speak enough volume about, like, our relationship together.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel like for people that have, like, issues with that sort of situation, the boyfriend just really needs to make the effort if he's coming into, like, an apartment with other girls to, like, be friends with them, be super sweet, be respectful, like, at least clean up after themselves, if not, like, the other girls living there, to, like, be nice. My mom always talks about, I forget who she was telling the other day, she was, like, I think she was telling my Aunt Chris, she was, like, Chris, you won't believe it. Like, when I was there, I, like, took a shower and got out of the shower, and Max had, like, stripped Taylor's bed, washed everything, like, folded it all, or, like, put it back on the bed, made her bed, like, so nice. And I was like, what the heck? So
yeah, Max is great to live with, and I have, like, negative issues.
Yeah.
Love Max.
Exactly.
And he makes you happy, and he's just, like, happy to be around, so totally, like, great with it.
I know. And does my end of the chores.
Yeah, he does. He holds that up.
So it's, like, probably cleaner when he's here anyway. But yeah, okay, so his question is, what's the best and worst part about living with Max?
The best and worst part of living with him? And he asked this question?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay. The best part, I think, is probably what I just said, that he's, like, happy to be around.
Yeah.
He makes you happy. He's funny as hell. Yeah. And the worst part, he occasionally yells at his Fortnite, but, like, it doesn't bother me. But that's the only, like, quote-unquote, like, bad thing. Every time I leave and he's playing, I'm like, build me a fort. I don't even know if that's what you do in Fortnite.
Me neither. I don't know either.
But I'm like, hey, build me a fort. And he's
that's
like, okay,
so
okay.
That's so funny. I just remember him being in my room on Xbox and you and me being out here, and he would be, like, yelling at his friends.
Like,
and you and me would be like, oh, my gosh,
is
going on in there?
Okay, that's, like, that's
but
the only
yeah,
thing, Max.
That wasn't really, like, bad. And because
no,
it was never, like, 1 a.m. like, keeping us up, or, like,
no,
you know,
oh my
what
God,
I mean?
No.
Like, it was so, no. Yeah, that's really funny. Love you, Max. Someone, I remember yesterday when we were looking at the questions, mm-hmm. so I put this here too. What was your first impression of Max? Like, what did you think of Max? Maybe when you, like, first saw him or met him?
Yes. Oh, this is a fun one.
Did you meet him at baseball?
Yeah. So I met him and I thought he was really smiley. He was, like, really into Gretchen. I could, like, tell right away. Uh-huh. And he almost seemed shy, but also probably because, I mean, it was, I'm assuming, intimidating because we're, like, best friends and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you had all of your friends there, too. And I'm like, ah, like, talking to my own minute.
Yeah.
But I thought he was, like, really sweet, and he just seemed like a cute little mush. I was like, oh, he's, like, a cute little mushy.
Cute little mush. Yeah.
And he was just, like, grinning from ear to ear. Like, that's all I remember. He's just smiling so big. Aww. I was like, oh, ooh. You know?
I know. I feel like I remembered his smile from when I first met him.
Yeah, so,
like,
cute.
That's interesting, too, because I feel like he is shy, like, at first almost. Max, we're talking so much about you. But, like, when I first met him, or, like, when he first meets people, he'll be more quiet. Or, like, in a group setting. I guess it's anyone in, like, a new group setting with, like, people that you don't know or whatever. But then you get to know him, and he's obviously more,
yeah,
like,
and the first time we hung out in your apartment. Yeah, I was just going to say that. He was, like, super outgoing and, like, chatty.
Yeah.
We became fast friends, people. Here we are.
Aww. Lucy has a question. We miss you, Lucy. We love you. Lucy says, aw, how did you meet? Tell the whole story because it's precious. Hashtag TBT, hashtag Tay, the MVP.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Gretchen and I met in third grade because we were on the same soccer team, and my mom was the coach, and she loves to tell people that, you know, Gretchen was a bench warmer, but you were not the bench warmer.
Oh, I was the bench warmer.
But I don't think we were really, like, connected then. Like, I was in third grade.
I literally have vivid memories. Like, I could, like in my head, I have an image of you. Like, I know exactly what you looked like. You looked like mini, like, Kaylee, basically. Yeah. But, like, mini you. Like, more you. And you had a little ponytail. And Taylor was so good at soccer. She literally was the MVP. So that's what Lucy's talking about. She was so good. And she would just run around, score goals, and I would pick grass on the bench. But so I feel like we almost, not that we didn't, like, talk on it. I don't remember what
we
talked
about
in third
grade. I just don't remember third grade.
I mean, maybe we were like, hey, like, you know.
Yeah, like, no idea.
But that's, like, when we first met her and knew her. So the next question, how we became friends, is good to talk about because I wouldn't say we were probably, like, acquaintances then, but we were, like, third graders. What do you do in third grade? Like, eat crayons. I don't know.
And so we became
friends in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, because I had already been on the rowing team.
For, like, a year.
For a year. Mm-hmm. And then you and Lucy joined, but you were doing it only one season, right?
Wait, I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. I don't remember what you were doing. But anyway, we became, Maybe, like, spring, we had a great friend group.
Yeah.
In high school. We really did.
They were, like,
we all just, like,
rowers.
Clicked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all the rowers that were friends, but I thought that we had a great friend group and we did. Connected right then. And then I think that as time went on, me, you, and Lucy, and Amelia, I guess, too, became, like, more and more serious about it. So I think that we just kind of probably stuck together.
Yeah, the people that, like,
more.
Kept rowing and took it seriously and were like, oh, wait, we could do this in college.
Right.
Like, kind of thing. And I just remember, so obviously we were so close in high school, and I remember being like, I will not go to BU if you don't come with me. Like, I literally will not step foot on campus if you don't come. So it worked out so well. I think we've, like, talked about this in a video before, maybe. Have we not? I don't know. I, like, assume that they know everything that's happened with you or, like, our relationship, but is this okay to talk about how
Holy
you
Cross?
Didn't get into Holy
yeah.
Cross? Yeah. And I was like, whoa!
I thought it was, like, the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. This is a good lesson for them to hear if you're, like, going into college.
I really did. I was, like, really set on going there because I love the academics. And I was going to row there, but not, like, seriously, because they were slower than our high school team.
Really? Were they,
like, I don't know if I should say that. They were D1.
Oh, okay.
But just, like, a lower end.
Program.
Yeah, a smaller program.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I think that would be okay because I really
love
the academics and, like, love the school. And I had no idea if I wanted a big school or a small school.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get in and I was like,
guys, it was the weirdest thing.
What in the hell?
She, like, not, the coach isn't going to listen to this, or if she does, hey, girl, like, what's up? But Taylor, I feel like, was friends with the coach and texting her, like, had a visit, the whole thing. And, like, I feel like if you take, like, an official visit somewhere, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's not like you're guaranteed to get in, but you're, like, friends with a coach. Like, you're pretty much, like, going to get in. Yeah. Like, they have, like, pull on admissions, whatever. So it was so bizarre when Taylor didn't get in. I was like, this just doesn't make any sense. And Taylor, I think, texted the coach and was like, sis, we have this plan of me coming here, and I just got my, well, not acceptance.
Not acceptance letter.
What is it called?
I don't know.
When you don't get in.
Denied.
She was like, what the heck? And the coach was like, oh, sorry. Like, happens sometimes. Best of luck. And we were like, what the heck? Like,
and
the rug was, like, ripped out from underneath of you.
And this was before, I knew about BU. Like, I hadn't been accepted into BU yet. So, and I had applied to a bunch of other schools because at the time I had also torn my ACL. So that could have played into
it. Oh, we're going to talk about that too.
So I had applied to a bunch of schools like out west, like last second, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll go ski. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then
ski after the ACL.
Like, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But then I got my acceptance to BU. And I had gone on a visit there.
Do you remember how that happened?
I remember. How I got the letter?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember. We were at practice.
Yep.
And it was winter.
On a Saturday morning.
Cold as heck. And I got the letter and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be you. And
do
I was
super
excited.
Do you remember who opened it?
Mike McMahon was
me.
You? Oh, Gretchen, you opened it? That's right, you did.
Because I go, it was the end of our practice. Did. It was like 11 a.m. on a Saturday. And I'm like on my phone at the end, like our coach is talking and I'm like, oh my God. Like, the BU acceptances have been sent out. Like, we have to go check right now. You could check online. And Taylor's like, I'm not checking. Because I think the day before was when you didn't get into Holy Cross.
Oh,
like, it was literally the day before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we got to know. Like, you definitely got into BU. And I was so stressed because I'm like, oh, my gosh. If she doesn't get in, I'm the one that has to, like, tell her. And I grabbed her phone and I looked. And it was like, congratulations, whatever. And I was like, you got it. We're going to BU.
And at that moment, I was, like, so excited. And I knew that it was the right decision. And then, obviously, like, once I thought more about it and I was able to be at BU. I just, it was like 150% the right decision.
I know. In hindsight, that was so brave of me to take your phone and look. Because imagine if it was like, unfortunately. I would have been like, you got it. Like, I don't know what I would have done.
And I had like we had such a good time there. Like, I love BU. I would go there again in a heartbeat.
I know. I was literally, I met a girl yesterday at the hockey game. And I was like, I would start my undergrad again tomorrow if I could.
Yeah.
And then again, in 4 years when I finish, I would do it again. Like, I loved it so much.
I love the location of the school. I love the school. I love the
everything
people.
About
like,
it.
I just loved it.
I know, and like how much there is to do. But anyway, so how we met rowing and became friends, and you just heard a whole lot more. Okay. Like I said, all over the place, but this is going to be a lot about fitness and just all about Taylor. So does Taylor ever take rest days?
Yes, people.
Or cheat meals, and if so, favorite one?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
They're like, she's this robotic human that runs.
No, that's sad. That makes me sad. I don't want to be seen like
that. No, I think that you are just, like, really inspiring to a lot of people because I feel like you do, honestly, like, deep down, you try to have a good balance with, like, everything and you know, but I feel like I know that you exercise more than, like, the average human. So it's, like, inspiring to everyone.
Yeah.
So they're like,
so
how do you do it? Like, do you ever have a rest day?
I do take a rest day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is also something that I've gotten better about. I think people probably have this image because I came out of college rowing, and that was a very go, 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 you know, mentality.
Maybe a rest day, like, once a month.
No. So I do focus now on, like, taking rest when my body needs it.
Yeah.
And, like, this past week, for
example. Yeah, you take a day every week, and it can change based on, like, your schedule, and you're good at that.
Right. Like, this past Monday and Tuesday, I took 2 rest days because my body was just so exhausted because I did one of my big runs on Sunday, and I was feeling, like, you know, kind of under the weather. So I do take rest days. I definitely take 1 a week, and if I need to, I'll take 2.
Mm.
And as far as eating goes, I feel like that's just been something that I've struggled with, like, from the very beginning.
I feel like everyone does.
And
like,
everyone does.
Nutrition to me
has
been, like, so interesting.
And there's no one thing that works for everyone. There's no one diet.
Everyone's
there's
so
no
different.
One, you know. So do I, like, have ice cream? Yes. Do I?
Yeah.
But I also think, like, it's hard. Not hard, but, like, since I'm vegan, like, I can't really go out and have pizza because I simply can't eat that.
Yeah.
But I will have,
if you're
like,
coconut ice cream.
Right? Yeah. Like, I will have ice cream. Like, Whole Foods has great vegan cookies. Like, I do treat myself for sure.
Mm.
But I also.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I also am cognizant.
Vegan cookies. The chocolate chip ones, guys, are so good. They're really good.
Of the fact that my body needs the right fuel for the amount of work that I do.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like I do eat pretty clean most of the time because I know that what I'm putting in is what I'm able to put out.
Yeah. Wait, this is really good because later on we have a question. We can just do it right now. Pre and post run foods, and what foods do you think help fuel you and, like, your runs?
Oh, that's a good question. I try and focus on getting a lot of protein just because it's hard when you're vegan. Well, actually, no, because a lot of protein comes from – all protein comes from plants. But anyway.
Yeah. Or, like, a lot of protein does come from plants. And I think that's a big misconception because I remember meeting with a nutritionist at BU that, like, you know, we had access to being on the lightweight rowing team. And she was like – actually, fun fact, because I remember talking to her about being vegan, because this was before me and Lucy were, like, about to be vegan, and she was, like, actually, like, a big misconception about protein is that you don't get enough if you're vegan, but you actually, like, the average human eats twice as much protein as they need, like, every day, but still, it's obviously something important that's, like, to have.
So, I do a lot of, like, Go Macro bars. I love those because they have, like, amount of protein. I'll do a smoothie lately. That's been my thing. I'll do, frozen berries, bananas, and then some type of protein powder and almond milk. I've been using the Vega, like, chocolate protein. The Care of has been fine.
Chocolate protein.
Yeah, so I try and do that. And then if it's in the afternoon and I'm going for a run and I don't want to eat, like, something super heavy, I'll just do, like, a rice cake with banana and peanut butter. But it's super important to fuel. Like, if I'm doing a long run on a Saturday or Sunday morning, I'll make sure that I'm having something more substantial, like oatmeal, banana, peanut butter.
Yeah.
But I try and stay away from things that are, like, too heavy just because it's not going to sit well on your stomach.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to have a whole smoothie. I'll have, like, half.
Yeah, or, like, you'll have – I feel like you'll always make these big, like, yummy salads for dinner, but you never eat that, like, before
run.
You would feel
but
so,
it's
like,
important that after your run that you do have a big meal like that. So I try and follow it up with something – like a protein-packed salad or, like, last night.
Chickpeas.
Yeah, last night was great. We did a salad and then the brown rice pasta.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a great balance.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Interrupting in here really quick to tell you about HelloFresh, because you guys know I've been getting HelloFresh delivered and cooking with them for years now. The sweet potato tacos, by the way, are definitely my favorite, and they're making me hungry right now just talking about them. So HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. There's something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian, and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. HelloFresh also has more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you know you're getting something delicious. You can easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. So you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/happyhour9 and using my code happyhour9. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/happyhour9 using the promo code happyhour9. And obviously, I would recommend, you guys know I've loved HelloFresh for so long now, and they literally just make my life so convenient, especially with all the traveling that I do and my hectic lifestyle. So with that, let's get back into the episode.
Jesus, I feel like I could talk on here till tomorrow.
I know.
What in the heck?
So, I guess this is a good one to talk about now. I guess I'm trying to make this more into, like, topics so we're not all over the place. But this is kind of, like, similar to Chase's question, how do you stay motivated to run so much? And I feel like another question people were saying is, like, why running? Like, how did you get into running? And I feel like you did that a lot to, like, cross-train from rowing in high school, but I feel like that's your main thing. And so why do you think you enjoy running so much? And
I just love that you can go, and it's a great way to, like, explore and find new places. Like, I feel like I've been able to see so much of Boston just because I've been able to, like
run
quite
outside.
Literally run the city.
Run around.
I think I've seen every nook and cranny of Boston.
Yeah.
But I just love it. Like, I can pop my music in, and I don't have to, like, think about it. I have a really difficult time, and I find this, like, on the treadmill, too. If I'm, like, sitting down on the bike or, like, on a treadmill, I'm constantly, like, looking at the time. And
yeah.
Be like, oh, like, crap, I've only done
yeah.
like a mile and a half. Whereas if I'm, like, running outside, I don't even think about it. Like, I turn on my watch and I just go.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, love it. And I turn on my country music. And people are like, how in the hell do you listen to country that whole damn time?
Oh,
like,
I do,
I just
too.
Love it. Yeah. So I think it's just a really good way for me to, like, you know, not think about things and not be stressed and just, like, go run.
Mm-hmm. This question is, how did you start getting into fitness? And that made me think, why do you think you enjoy working out so much? And, like, I feel like you just find so much value in it. Like, is it, I'm sure a part of it is, like, how it makes you look and everything, but I feel like more so is it, like, how it makes you feel?
Yeah, I just never leave a workout feeling worse than when I went in.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe
you were the one that told me that.
Maybe I didn't have a great workout, but, like, I feel better. And that's why I, like, would encourage so many people that if it's something that you're, like, thinking about getting into or, like, nervous about, but it's something that you just want to try, like, it's, you know, so much better to go outside and, like, walk for 5 minutes, run for 5 minutes than to, like, not do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're always going to feel better so after you do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gotten so into it just because it's something that it's like my hobby. Mm. Like, it would be the same thing as someone that loves to
do YouTube,
like YouTube, right? Or like loves to, like, draw. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just everyone has their thing. And for me, I feel like working out is kind of my thing because I've just gotten into such a good routine with it. Like, I just look forward to working out every day. And also with that, I think comes, you know, I work out not only because I like it, but because I feel like it's good for my body. I feel like it's healthy for me.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, body image is obviously something that I've struggled with, you know, because of Rung, which is totally fine. But I feel like, you know, working out kind of helps me, you know, normalize my thoughts a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not in an unhealthy way, just by, you know, working out is good for me because sometimes I can get those thoughts out of my head by working out.
Yeah.
Even if it's just
a little
bit.
And you definitely get, I feel like from running, especially after a long run, you have all the endorphins and you like feel so good. You have like runner's high. Like,
right.
I feel like it's literally such a thing.
Right. And I just like feel making my body feel strong. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like it's such a thing where if you're able to work out and your body's capable of doing those things, like take advantage of it. And it doesn't have to be a run. Like you don't have to go run 12 miles. Like I understand that's like psycho sometimes.
Yeah.
But even if you're able to like go for a hike or like, you know, ski, like it's something like your body's able to do it. So like,
that's such a good mindset. I know, I love thinking that, like, in the beginning of, like, a soul class or a yoga class, I'll always be, like, set your intention. I always think, like, I just want to be able to do this for people that can't because I know so many people, like, wish they could be able to work out. So everyone that's, like, sitting at home, like, oh, I'm so unmotivated. Like, I want to work out. I can't get myself to do it. Like, let that push you, if not anything else.
And just do something little. Like, it really doesn't have to be, like, find what works for you. Like, if it's elliptical, great. If it's, like, going on long walks, like, fine. And if there's people out there that are listening that can't work out, then that's totally fine. Like, find your hobby. Like, find what makes you happy. And for me, that's working out.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me to, like, go read a book, I'd be like, no, thank you. But there's some people out there that love it. So find your thing and invest energy and time into it because it's going to make you happy.
Good.
Okay. Was that too long? Holy God.
No, so good. That's really interesting. And, okay, I feel like we can talk about – I'm getting good at, like, putting this
you
into
are.
Topics. So that makes me think of – like, so yeah, anyone that's unmotivated, be motivated by the people that wish that they could work out. Because
yes, and
so
by what
people.
Makes you happy.
Yeah. And so that makes me think, though, like, Lucy, great example. She was someone that was just like you. Working out literally was her hobby. Like, coming into college, like, obviously, she came into lightweight rowing with us, would go on her big long runs. She just enjoyed it so much. But then she became injured. So how do you stay strong mentally during injuries, like, especially with the ACL? And I know that's something that, I mean, I struggled with, but I feel like you and Lucy so much more because working out is such a hobby for you guys. And I feel like I had, like, YouTube to just focus my energy on or whatever. So is it, like, finding something else that makes you happy during that time when you're, like, recovering?
That's a good question because then this past spring, well, and winter, I, like, had strained, like,
ribs.
Tissue in my ribs.
Yeah,
because,
your back,
you know,
I remember.
And my back. And it is difficult.
The ACL was so hard.
I mean, the ACL was terrible because that was like months and that was unreal.
You were not like how you were before until like 2 years, I feel
I
like.
Mean, I,
don't
really
let that
rough.
Scare you though if you tear your ACL because I was like back on a bike in like 4 weeks. I was like fine.
I think that I had to focus on the fact of getting better, and if you like push yourself in those times, then it's just going to like prolong the process, and that's what I did with the ACL.
Yes, like, I remember everyone like, yelling at you, being like, "You need to freaking chill because you need to let your body heal."
Like
okay?
I would erg with a roller skate on my hurt leg because I was nuts.
Guys,
like, that's
she
not
would,
good.
She would literally get on the rowing machine and be like rowing along with her one leg, her right leg pushing with the left one in the brace in a roller skate, rolling by the rowing machine on the side.
When we talk about
craziness.
This now, I'm like, that's not good.
Okay, that's good. You can look back and reflect and be like, what the hell,
so
Taylor?
I think it's just staying motivated in the sense of like my mom would go through arm workouts with me while I was
like,
you
do
know,
what
on the
you
couch.
Can.
Like do
what
you
can,
can
do. Yeah.
Like my mom would hold my legs down so I could, you know, like,
get
do
some,
sit-ups.
Wait,
or,
guys,
like,
I remember
crunches.
Her arms literally got, like, jacked because she would get her little, like, dumbbells.
Yeah.
And she would, like, sit on the couch and just pump iron all day.
But that's not to say, like, if you need rest, take the rest.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, talking about staying motivated while you're sick or whatever,
injured.
You know, if there's a time where you're
super
busy.
Because injury can be so hard for
athletes.
Yeah,
it's really important to just repair the body. But that's not, it's easier
that.
Said than done. It's something that I didn't quite understand at the time. And it's just something that I think can get overlooked because people are just so hyper-focused on getting back into it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, I'll just go a little bit now. But really, you just have to take that
yeah.
time. And during that time, find something else that you can do.
And brings you joy.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the working out. I know, I feel like being at BU, and obviously I was only on the lightweight rowing team for a year, but I feel like just being surrounded by D1 athletics and seeing everyone that, like, experiences injury being a D1 athlete, I feel like that is just the hardest time for them.
Right.
Because obviously if you're a D1 athlete, your sport is, like, your biggest thing in college, and whenever you're injured, it's just, like, terrible. And a lot of people I know experience, like, mental health issues during that time because they right. become depressed because they're like, this is all I knew. And I'm really sad if anyone listening to this has, like, experienced that because it's mm-hmm. so hard. So I feel like what Taylor is saying is, like, the best thing you can do is try to focus on, like, other things during that time. Yeah. That's all you can
definitely,
do.
Definitely, if you need help, you have to get help.
Yes. Like, see
it's okay.
someone.
Yeah.
I know.
For sure.
I know. I'm happy. I feel like, I mean, it's almost 2020. And I feel like now, like, everyone talks about mental health, and, like, everyone sees a therapist, counselor, right. whatever it is, and it's a good thing.
I mean, I'll be the first to admit
everyone
that
should.
I'm know? Just starting to go to one, and I probably should have done this, like, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, because yeah. I just have such a distorted image in my head about, you know, eating God, and image. Working out and everything. And so, yeah, like, I think that
I know.
That's what they're there for.
Well, this is a good time to talk about your experience with lightweight rowing okay. and what was D1 rowing like? Because it's not all negative like I
no.
can make it seem sometimes.
No, it's not. I think that everyone's experience varies, like, person to person.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, did I have my struggles? Yes. But does every athlete have their struggles? Yes. Like, everybody is going to go through, like, highs and lows, especially in the college sports world, just because it's competitive and your whole life kind of centers around it.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I made my best of friends on that team. Mm-hmm. Like, I really did. And I was super close. I mean, obviously, I knew you before coming to college. But
yeah.
the people that were in my class, like, we still text every day. And,
yeah.
you know, we, like, go visit one another. Like, they
to
were
dinner.
My best friends. And I personally liked the discipline and the drive of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I loved the working out part of it, but I did, like, love rowing. Like,
yeah.
it was something that I, you know, grew up, well, I grew up being, you know, 7th, 8th grade, but
yeah.
I had been doing it for so long that I feel like I was just able to focus on, like, my passion for it.
Yeah.
Like, did some of it, you know, become more difficult at times? Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were there times where I suffered? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day,
I'm happy you did it.
I was really happy. I got so much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think I could have done it for another year? Like, no, I think I got everything out of it in 4 years, for
yeah.
sure. Like, I learned.
Like, if you had to start your season again right
like,
now, would
I
you be like, I'm good,
probably wouldn't do
I'm
that.
Good.
No, heck no. But I, like, learned a lot from it. I learned,
yeah.
you know, teamwork. I learned discipline, time management. Like, I just took away
yeah.
so many good things from it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that I didn't struggle. Like, that
yeah.
would just be a lie. Like, I did struggle.
Yeah.
I did struggle physically. I did struggle emotionally,
mentally.
Like, I did struggle. I
mm.
did go through, like, I'll admit it, like, sophomore year, like, a really low time.
Yeah.
And that would have been a really
coxing.
Yeah. That would have been a really good
yeah.
time to, like, take a step away from it. But I'm really glad that I didn't, because I had another great 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's important for people in, you know, any type of sport right now, is that if you're experiencing a low, it's good to acknowledge it and, like, figure out what's best for you.
Yeah.
But in that moment, for me, it was best to continue on, and
yeah.
I'm really glad that I did.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, obviously we had such different experiences, and I feel like Taylor is such the specific type of person that I feel like I've mentioned that can do it. And I just feel like I did not fit into that category if you watched my video about it. But I feel like there obviously is people that can do it, and it's good for them. And, like, naturally she's smaller than me and shorter and can, you know, handle, like, the whole weigh-in situation. But, yeah.
It's a touchy thing, I think, specifically, like, lightweight rowing because of the whole weight thing.
Yeah.
And if it's not meant for you, like, I'm not encouraging you to, like,
yeah.
do it. But if it is for you, like, and you love it, then that's great. And I think that's why it worked well for me.
Yeah. And I do
because
think
it just worked in that regard.
Yeah. So many good things do come out of it. And just out of being, like, a college athlete in general, like you said, like, it teaches
right.
you so much discipline, like, respect for others, teamwork, like, the whole thing. Like, there is so many positives. Just, like, I feel like, obviously, there is negatives with, like, being a D1 athlete
yeah,
of just, like,
for sure.
being, like, overtrained or injury or stuff like that. But
like,
it's just
no
kind of,
doubt.
Like, if it's for you or if it's not for you. And if you are ready and prepared and willing to have your whole life focused and centered around this one thing, because that's just what it
yeah.
is. Like, if you're a D1 athlete, that's just your life, you know? Like, not to say you can't do other things, because Taylor actually did a whole lot of things, but
that's what I was
yeah.
going to say. I feel like you really – that's why you have to love it, because it does become your home life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, are into other things, like you for example, like that worked so well for you to not continue on because you had all those other things.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like it's interesting because, well, you actually started rowing a year before me, but your passion was still there and you loved it so much your whole 4 years of college. And after my first year, I was like, my passion is gone. I do not like it. Right. I don't want to be in a boat again. I'm really over it. So yeah, I feel like it really just like depends on the person.
Yeah.
This is also good to talk about. We're getting deep.
I'm scared. What is this?
This question, and this is when I was talking about earlier before the podcast, I was like, ooh, Taylor, like forgot about this time. We'll talk about our like biggest fight later, but this was a thing. It says, was it tense between the two of you when you quit rowing, but Taylor continued? And it was.
Yeah, it was tense.
It was tense.
I felt almost like
Taylor was so
my
upset.
World was shattered
and I felt so bad about it.
Yeah, my world like was turned upside down because I was like, well, this is not good because Gretchen is like my best friend to like death do us part.
Yeah.
And I really struggled, I think, with the fact that you were kind of like my security blanket because I also came into the team a little bit later because of my ACL.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there from the get-go freshman year.
Taylor had like a weird entrance into our team because she was on the team but like couldn't row, couldn't cox because she like you were fully in like PT like recovery mode when you came to college. So yeah,
so I thought that, you know, I was obviously really happy for her, but I also thought it was difficult to understand at first because I was like, whoa, what? Like, we both love rowing just as much as the next.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we've done this together for so long.
I know. I feel like she was just like, you can't quit.
And I'm like, what? Yeah, I just didn't know what to think. And also, we were living together.
Yeah.
And I just was like, well, who am I going to, like, walk home from practice with? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like so many thoughts.
Now what do I do?
And in hindsight, it was probably great for both of us because we were able to, like, essentially grow closer, I think, because you were doing what you loved. I was doing what I loved.
And branch out more.
We branched out, like, you know. And then the time we had together was more like special and more meaningful, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it was not necessarily a point of contention. It was just like a bummer at first because I was like,
oh. Taylor was just sad and I felt so bad about it because I wasn't trying to be like, bye sis, like I'm leaving you.
Right.
I was just like, I can't do this anymore. It's not because you're here and I can't be like doing this with you. It's because I can't be doing this rowing situation.
But then after I saw like how happy you were in like the opportunities that
thriving.
You had, I was like, oh, well, this makes sense.
Yeah. I know. I feel like it was just like tough in the moment and I'm sure. Well, I feel like that's almost how I was. Lucy didn't quit, but when she got injured, that's when I feel like I really was like, okay, I'm not passionate about rowing. I was passionate about rowing with Lucy or Taylor and just being with, like, my best friend and my twin sister. But Taylor's injured right now. Lucy's injured. And I remember just going to practice every day being like, I can't wait till this is over, you know? So, but, yeah, that was an interesting time. But obviously, we got through it. And I feel like Taylor's right. I feel like it made us closer in the sense and, like, a good thing because I branched out. I joined a sorority, met more friends. She became closer with other people and, like, new people she was meeting on the team. So, ultimately, it was a good thing. And I talked about in my college podcast with Mandy how I just had a really different experience coming to college because Mandy's like, oh, everyone's in the same boat beginning of freshman year. No one knows anyone. Everyone's trying to make friends. And I'm like, well, I came in with my twin sister and best friend. So I feel like not that limited us, but it was a good thing for us to like branch out and meet other people. Okay, we might as well just talk about it now. What is the biggest fight you've ever gotten in? This is as roommates or I guess just in general because Taylor and I get along really well. So I feel like we literally don't have fights, but we talked about this the other day. We're like, what was our biggest time? Or this one time I made Taylor really mad. Want to talk about
it? Yeah. And that is a good point. Like, I don't feel like we ever, like, bicker or, like, get mad at one another.
Yeah.
We just don't have that type of relationship.
Yeah. Like, or I feel like we just tell each other. It's good to just be open.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even think of anything. You don't leave dishes. Or if, like, your clothes are in the dryer, I just fold them and put them on your bed.
Right.
I don't know.
We just function well together. And I was telling Gretchen, I think that's because we do have different schedules. So we're not, like, sitting at home together all day, every day. Anyway, so our biggest fight was sophomore year. I was away at a race, and I came back, and I noticed that my bed was touched. And if you knew me in sophomore year, I was a psycho. And I just got
Taylor's so, very type A, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm sure that was hard to guess. And I noticed that my bed was out of place, and I confronted Gretchen about it, like, head on.
Confrontation.
And you were in the bathroom, and you were like, no.
Oh, I don't even remember.
And I was like, well, it's not how I left it, so someone slept in it.
It was way better than you left it.
Let me tell you. That's the best part. Okay, how about I tell you what happened? So basically, sophomore year, lived in a suite with 8 people, which looking back, I don't know how we did that. That is crazy. I would never live with 7 other humans. No. What the heck? I mean, it was fun. Like, there was always people around, but it was, like, distracting. Like, I could never get work done there. Like, I don't know. And I don't know how we, like, functioned and kept it clean. I literally don't remember. Anyway, there was 8 of us living in the suite, and I had quit rowing, so I lived with all rowers, and they were all gone this one weekend at a regatta, and I had just ran a sorority. And I remember our initiation was the next morning, and so I was, like, a bunch of girls in my pledge class. I was like, guys, come sleep over. We'll have this big sleepover in my common room, right? And so I dragged my mattress off of my bed and put it in there. I went across the hall in Lucy's room. To this day, I don't think she knows. Lucy, if you're listening, I'll tell you about it. This is funny. I went in her room, took her mattress off her bed, because I wanted to just fill the room with mattresses and make it, like, this big, fun, like, I think we were, like, jumping around for a while on the mattresses and, like, filming boomerangs. Like, I don't know, like, being, like, sophomore girls in college having a sleepover. And Taylor's room was unlocked. A bunch of the girls locked the room, so I couldn't steal everyone's mattress. It was, like, mine and Lucy's and, like, yours. And so I took Taylor's mattress, but I knew she was, like, germaphobic, crazy about her stuff. And I left all the blankets on our mattresses, and I just... We just had, like, you know, fuzzy blankets on top and, like, slept on top of them. But I remember when I was taking Taylor's mattress off, I was like, what the heck? This was, like, well, like we said, her sophomore year was a difficult time. And she would, like, lay in the hallway and be like, huh. Oh, well, and this was, I mean, we didn't talk about it, but this is because she was coxing her sophomore year because she wasn't, like, I feel like, ready to, like, get back into rowing yet. So, yeah, she was just, I feel like, I don't even know how to put it.
It was.
I was struggling. Like, the pressure was coming from inside of you, but also, like, the team and coaches and coxswains can be a lot smaller than the rowers. So Taylor, who's normally a rower, to, like, cut to the coxswain weight was just really difficult. I mean, she has, look at her. She has, like, no weight to lose. Anyway, so it was just a difficult time. And I remember taking the mattress off of her bed, and there was, like, pajamas. Like, the sheets were kind of off the bed, and there was, like, pajamas, like, under the sheets. And, like, everything was all messed up. I was like, oh, my God, okay. Yeah. So then when I put her mattress back, I, like, made it all nice, like, tucked everything. She came back, and she's like, who slept in my bed? My bed's different. And I was like, no one even slept in it. And she was so upset. I felt really bad.
And so, I, like, was so irrational. I was like, I gotta go wash my sheets now.
Yeah, it was, like, 10 p.m. I was like, just go to bed. No one slept in your sheets. She's like, I'm going to wash my sheets. And she probably slept on her, like, bare mattress with, like, a blanket.
Okay, moving on. That's our biggest fight.
But, yeah. Like, now we can laugh about it, so it's okay. And in hindsight, obviously, the right thing to do would have been to ask or been, you know what I mean?
Like, Who the hell cares now? Like, if you ask me now I let people sleep in my bed.
Oh, yeah, and now, see, Taylor's grown so much, you guys. Now people sleep in her bed, and Max washes the sheets. And
good
Lord. But, yeah, okay. What do you think has made our friendship last so long?
Oh, a lot of things. I think that we just genuinely enjoy each other's company. Yeah. And I feel like we function really well together.
Yeah.
Like, we've never had...
As roommates or friends. And
yeah, we've never had anything really come up or that's been, like, detrimental to our
friendship. I know, I was trying to think, when we were just talking about fights, I was trying to think the time that I've gotten the most angry at you. And, like, honestly, like, if this is our biggest problem, it's not a problem at all. I feel like I just get so frustrated or... so upset when you're so hard on yourself. And because I'm just like, like the other day, I'm like, Taylor, if only you could see yourself the way that everybody sees you. And I know a lot of it comes with, like, rowing and just, like, mentally how tough it can be. And I know every girl struggles with that. I made a whole podcast about body image. Right. And, like, you're lying if you're telling me that you've never, you know, struggled with how you thought that you've looked or whatever. So I know everyone deals with that. But, yeah, sometimes Taylor can be so hard on herself. And I'm like, you are literally so beautiful. Aww. And, like, slim and in shape and strong in your arms. Like, a question was, why do your arms look like that? They're amazing. Like, I want my arms to look like that, you know? So,
aw, you people are sweet.
Yeah, I feel like I just get upset because I'm like, oh, my God, sis, you are literally hot. Like, don't even worry about it, you know?
I think that also... we just, like, understand one another and, like, support. Like, this goes back to the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. Like, support, encourage, like, help when there needs to be help, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we just, it just functions. I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like I've talked about this before, but the best friends are the friends that make you a better person. And yeah. I know that's Taylor for me because...
And you for me.
That's really cute. Because I feel like in our friendship, I'm kind of like the degenerate, but...
No! Stop! I hate when you say that.
But like, Taylor obviously is like such a go-getter and always has her things together and she's so clean. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, her room is always like spick and span and so is our apartment. Like, maybe I should like get my things together. So...
Well, and then you for me, I just feel like you're so happy and you have like such a positive influence on other people. And I like strive to be more like that. So yeah. I feel like that's probably why.
I feel like you're going to be like that in like a couple years. I feel like I just had so much time away from lightweight rowing to just like experience the world and be like, wait, I don't have to worry about being 130 pounds on a scale. Or I don't know. Like, I feel like I've just had so much time to like grow about it. So
yeah,
now I'm just like so positive about how I look and like how other people look. So this is kind of like, into the next question, it goes well because you were just saying like I have a positive influence on people. Mm-hmm. And this says, what is it like being friends with a YouTuber and what is your favorite part of me being a YouTuber?
Oh, okay. Well, you asked me this the other night and I said that. I said that probably just the big impact that you have on people and how much you influence people, whether it's like a 14-year-old or like someone our age, like you just have such a positive outlook and are such a positive light. And I feel like being able to bring that much joy into like individuals' lives is just so awesome. And like, not everyone has a platform to be able to do that. So I would feel like that would probably be also like what I'm most proud of about you. Is that a thing? Can I be proud?
Yeah.
I think so. Is that you're able to like help people and like help people get through things. And I feel like when I'm with you and you meet people, like that's probably one of the number one things that they say. Like, oh, like, she's just a sweet, or, like, you helped me through this, or, like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
like,
it makes me so emotional when people, like, confide in me, like, you helped me through this hardest time of my life. Right. I'm like, girl, I'm, like, a little
But, like, how
over
awesome
here.
That you have the platform to be able to do that.
I know.
So, just seeing that, but also probably the best part is being able to see how much you've grown from, like, seventh grade to now. Like, it's been so many years since you started. So, just to be able to see, like, the success that you've been able to have and the experiences that you've been able to have, like, I'm proud.
Oh, thank you. I know. I feel like I'm, like, a different person than, like, ninth grade me that started
And it, what is it like living with a YouTuber? It's fun. Like, you get to see behind the scenes that a lot of you guys don't get to see. But also, like, you get to see how much work goes into it. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't might, like, pass that by.
Yeah.
And you put a crap ton of work into it. You put a lot of, like, effort into it that I'm able to see.
Yeah.
Like, are there lots of boxes that stack up? Like, but that's okay. Like, I don't – I'm over it.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's just cool to see the workings behind, like, a successful, like, you're running your own business and you get to see, like, the inner workings of, like, how that comes together.
I know, I thought Taylor's answer to this, I asked her when I was looking through these questions, like, yesterday, and I was like, oh, if I were you, my answer would be, like, all the free stuff I get.
Yeah, like, do I like my Fabletic sports bra? Like, yeah, but that's not, like, I'd be okay
the
without
best
it.
Part, This question, like I said, we were going to talk about later. Does she want to run a marathon?
Yes, I would love to run a marathon. I wanted Gretchen to run the Boston 2020 with me, but that's okay. We might do 2021.
Yeah, I said maybe 2021, girlfriend, because I would have to start running like yesterday if we were going to do the one.
Yeah, I will either do one probably this spring or this fall at latest. Like, I'm very about it. I feel like I'm in the position to do one right now just because of all my training.
I will be cheering you on.
Gretchen said she'll meet me
at
the finish line, which is
fine. Or whatever mile you need.
But if running's something that you're thinking about getting into, like, just go out. I'm not kidding. And, like, go minute on, minute off. Like, do something. Just get into it. And if over time you start to develop, like, a love for it, like, go for it.
Wait, that's such good advice, too, because that makes me think. Guys, Taylor, too, like, I hope you realize just, I mean, I'm sure you can tell how driven and motivated she is because literally after her ACL injury, this girl had the craziest recovery. Like, I feel like I was on the easier end of recoveries. And, I mean, we both took PT, like, very serious, but she just had, like, a more serious tear, I would say, and had a lot of, like, issues with her range of motion, whatever. And I remember her first day running, like, back to running, and I was in good running shape back then. And it's crazy that I was ever in better running shape than Taylor, but, like, we're saying Kate was coming up with this injury. And so it was my freshman year. I was still on the rowing team, and I ran a lot to cross train, so I could, like, go run forever like Taylor does now. And I remember it was her first day back running. We were so excited. We were running by the river, like, on a path, and we would do, like, 1 minute on, 1 minute off, like, that kind of thing. And she was like, we have to slow down. Like, it was so hard for you.
I was dying.
Like, and you know what I mean? So it's, like, you really can, like, accomplish whatever you set your mind to, because here was Taylor running like
11-minute pace miles.
When we maybe would, slower.
Maybe
honestly.
Slower. When we would do, like, a minute on, a minute off. And I'd be like, come on, Cookie, you can do it.
I'm like, no!
And now she runs, like, 7-minute mile, like, half marathons and is going to go run Boston one day. Like, so, yeah.
So do it, people. If you're thinking about it, start.
Yeah, you can do it.
And do what I said. Just do a little.
And you're going to have shin splints, so roll out your calves. Yeah. That's my advice. This says, what is your daily routine? This is a packed question.
Boy, this is like a fitness podcast.
I know.
Isn't
people
it?
Are so interested.
My daily routine. Okay, so I wake up. We already went over that.
Cock noodle do. 5 a.m.
Ready to go. I will make a smoothie and usually like take a banana with me. And
so you work out before the smoothie or the banana?
Yeah.
You work out on empty stomach normally?
Yeah, or like half a granola bar.
Yeah.
But this varies. So if I don't, but this is, I'll do like if I'm working out in the afternoon because that's been more recent.
Okay.
Because of running. So I'll wake up at, you know, 5:50 or 6:05. I wake up, get dressed. I usually will have my lunch made the night before. So I just pull that out of the fridge, make a smoothie, drive to work. I normally work like 7 to 3 or 7 to 4:30 depending on the day.
It's a long day.
It's a long day. And then I come home and then I'll do my workout. So I'll run. This past week, I did a lot of like going on a run like 5 or 6 miles and then going to core power.
Mm.
And then.
So a lot of workout.
So a lot of workout. And then I'll come back to the apartment. I'll shower. I'll put in a load of laundry.
Mm.
I'll make dinner.
Then we lay on the couch.
And then I lay on the couch for a
watch
little bit.
Watch Ashley Parker,
watch
Sean
some YouTube,
Johnson.
Call my people that I have to call.
Call Scott. Yeah. What's wrong? Are you okay?
call my family, make sure
everything's
okay.
Taylor's famous line.
I have issues.
She'll call her parents. She'll be like, hi, are you okay? What's wrong? Is everything okay? They're like, yes, Taylor, everything's
okay, I
fine.
Care deeply about people. Like, when you went missing this morning, I got a little stressed.
Yeah, Taylor
out.
Was texting me, like, a million question marks. I'm like, I was at Core Power.
Like, didn't tell me. I just get worried. I'm a little anxious if you can't tell.
A little high strung.
Just a little. And then I do that schedule all over again.
Yeah. Well, okay,
nothing
let's
special.
Backtrack a little bit. So your job, I know we've talked about this in a video, but in case people haven't heard.
Okay.
Is it a typical day? I mean, it changes.
It changes every day. So I'll just give a synopsis of kind of what I do.
Yeah.
So the family that I was nannying for last school year, I work for them now.
They were like, we can't lose you.
And I love them to pieces. Maybe Beth will be listening.
Hey, Beth. Love you, girl.
So they have two kids now. Juliet is going to be 2 in a couple weeks. And then Robert is like 4.5, 5 months now. So he's a baby.
Cute.
They're so cute. So I nanny for them. And then the family also owns like a real estate company. So I also do work for them with the company.
Which is like everything. It's so
it's
cool.
It's just, yeah, I get a really good, like, you know, overview of like how to successfully run a business. Like
yeah.
I get to see, you know, the calls that you have to make, the orders that you have to place for.
She's gone to court before. She
yeah.
gets to do the coolest
I get to
thing,
like go see really cool things. I'm really thankful for this experience because I just get to see, like at an entry level job, you're given, you know, a list of things to do.
You might be getting coffee.
Right, exactly. But here I'm able to like really get a deep understanding of like finances and, you know, how to interact with people and
you meet with like the accountant, like you get to do
yeah,
every
you get
aspect
to see everything. So I'm really thankful for that. So like a typical day, some days I'm just with Juliet and Robert, and then other days I'll be with like Juliet in the morning, and then I'll go into the, you know, office or go to the job site in the afternoon. So it really like varies day to day, which is why like you're like, oh my God, that's such a long day, but it's so broken up. Like I don't even like think twice about it really, because I'm just doing like so many different things.
Yeah.
And then like the other weekend, Rob and Beth were they were out of town for a wedding. So I like spent the weekend with Juliet.
Yeah.
So
it really depends.
It just depends. But I'm like super thankful. And do I know what I'm gonna be doing in May? No, but I think that's okay. Like, you know, it's only November right now. So I just have to like figure out.
And she's like traveled with them before, their house on the Cape.
Yeah. Like, so I'm like totally,
it's such an interesting job.
Yeah.
And that's so cool that there's so much variety and it like changes so much because that makes it so interesting. And it's not like same thing, 9 to 5
right.
every
no,
single day.
That's why I'm like so thankful that I'm not
in
that position.
So that's a good lesson. People take your opportunities when they literally fall into your lap. Because if you didn't watch my video, you wouldn't know that the whole reason Taylor has this whole setup is because she went on care.com.
Yeah, really.
Literally care.com to find a nannying job, found this family like year and a half ago.
I don't know why I, at the time
school.
Why I needed a nannying job.
She didn't.
I was very busy.
Okay, wait, I did want to talk about this too. With the lightweight rowing, this girl also overloaded, would do 5 classes. I never did that. I
could not handle that. She did that with rowing and an internship and nannying.
Like, I don't know.
So I saw her for maybe 30 minutes every week during this time.
Yeah. But that's okay. It all worked out for the better because it ended up here. So
yeah. And so really just take your opportunities.
For sure.
This just worked out so well for her. What is your degree in, Taylor?
My degree is in public relations, but all of my internships that I have had have been in marketing.
Mm. I feel like PR.
And PR is, like, I took all the marketing, like, courses and whatnot, but the typical title for it is public relations, but I want to go back for my MBA in marketing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We just talked about what you're doing post-grad, her job, her running. Oh, her boyfriend. Wait, this is way more interesting. I don't know how I haven't asked this question yet. How did you meet your boyfriend?
How did I meet Tucker?
An hour in. If you made it this far.
If you made it this far, good job.
This is the good
part. So Tucker and I, which I'm sure people are going to have their stuff to say about it, but we met on Hinge and I wasn't going to go on Hinge.
A true modern couple.
A true, yeah. But what ended up happening was that I just realized that I was not in a work environment where I was like surrounded by super young people my age.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready for a relationship. Like, I had been single for so long. Mm-hmm. And also, I simply, like, didn't have time in college, so I was never, like, hyper-focused on it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, like, now that I'm, like, chilling out, like, why? That, like, that would be, you know, something that could be fun for
me. I thought earlier when you said, like, the worst part about living with Max, I thought you were going to say in the beginning that you felt even more. Like, I would worry that you would feel like, oh, like, I wish I had a boyfriend or, like, get lonely or something.
No, I didn't want to intrude. Like, I always, like, kind of felt like I was, like, intruding.
No, I never wanted to.
I know. Which I'm we talked about and it was fine, but
I'm like, sis, Max can sleep in my room. I'll come out and sleep over with you. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get Taylor to come to Reading with me. Like, I like when the three of us are together.
And that was in the beginning. Like, it was just a new adjustment phase. And it's, like, totally fine.
Yeah. So Taylor joined Hinge.
I joined Hinge and I was like, what in the heck am I doing on this stupid, stupid app? I like didn't even know how to use the damn thing. Because if you know me, I would have like my iPhone 4 if I could.
And she hates the change with the iPhone.
Like,
she has iOS 1. She just, that's how
so
she
I'm
is.
Like, what is
She's
this
stubborn.
Thing? And all my friends from college were like, go on the damn thing. So I was like, okay. So you put in like those stupid answers or questions and answers or whatever. And
where to find me on the dance floor.
I'm like, what am I talking about? But I was like, whatever. So I like.
And I was very proud of you for going on there because a lot of people are scared.
Yes.
And guys, advice for you. I feel like Hinge is the most normal.
Yes.
Like Tinder, so I don't know. I feel like that's kind of hooked up.
I'm so happy I went
on Hinge.
Bumble
and Hinge, I feel like, are like the most normal. Yes. And so Tucky just worked out so well.
Yeah, so all these people, like, they'll message, or you can, like, if you don't know how it works, it's just, like, you message, like, people, whatever. So I came across Tucker, and he had, like, some ski pictures. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you ski.
Common interest.
I'm like, sold. So I liked him, and then he liked me, which means that I had to, like, message him back. So I, like, said something so stupid. Like, what's your favorite place that you skied? How cringy.
No, that's so pure.
Lord.
That's so cute of you.
And so we just started talking. We just, like, connected. Mm. And there were some other people that I had, like, you know, been messaging with on Hinge. Yeah. But I'm, like, no one worthy of, like,
meeting in person.
Like, just not worth it. And I was actually starting to, like, feel discouraged. I was like, this is stupid. Like, why am I on here?
Yeah.
And then Tucker and I, like, just kept talking. I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so nice. And, of course, it's, like, online. So everyone's like, oh, my God, like, that's sketchy, whatever. I'm like, what do I have to lose? Like, we're going to go meet in a public place, whatever.
Yeah.
So he picked me up and we went and got vegan
ice
cream.
Wasn't this right after we were in the Outer Banks? I remember us, like, talking about this, like, Tucker person.
Yeah. Tucker.
Yeah.
So we met and we never stopped hanging out after that day.
Like, it happened so quick, you guys.
Like, after the first date, we had a second date the day after. Like, we just, like, kept
hanging
out.
And then the third date the day after. I was like, what is going on here? You went to FOMU, right, for your first date?
Yeah, he took me there. And we just, he's, like, the best thing that's happened to me. He's just, like, so my speed. And we have.
He's so kind.
So
he's such
kind
a good guy.
And caring and loving. And just makes me feel, you know, really good and really special.
Yeah.
And just has a lot of respect, I think.
I know. I feel like you guys have such a good thing going. You have such a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You both have your own, like, things. Like, he's a personal trainer, if you guys didn't know. And so they, like, have enough time apart.
I mean, how
apart.
Perfect is, like, that right there, people, right?
I know.
Good Lord.
They, like, go work out together. I'm like, oh, my God.
But also, I think it's healthy because he works till, you know, sometimes 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
So we're not, you know, at each other's throats. Like, we just hang out at night.
Together. Yeah.
And I'm just, like, really thankful for Tucker and really thankful.
So don't write off dating apps. Because no. These days, especially, like, okay, perfect example. If you're Taylor and literally working all the time, running all the time, when is she going to have time to go search around Boston looking for a boy? Maybe on her runs.
I thought about it.
She starts looking around, hey, what's your number? She's running by. Because, like, you know what I mean? And also, what are you supposed to do?
I'm not really into the bar scene. Like, I really don't like it. And I'm as...
How is she supposed to go out to a bar? She has to get up at 5 a.m.
I don't like going out to bars. So yeah. I tried it. So don't knock it till you try it. If I can do it, let me tell you, you can do it.
Yeah. And I was so proud of her that she got over it. Because, I mean, I feel like that's such like a vulnerable position to be on a dating app. Like, it's so new and like can be scary.
I just went in it very, you just have to go in confident.
Like, what do you have to lose? Right. Yeah. She was so confident about it. So, yeah.
So there's
Tucker. I know. That's like such a fun story. He's the best. And I feel like I feel about him how you feel about Max. Like, I feel like I could hang out with Tucker on my own. They're both such good guys. We were like, what's up with these, like, 24? Oh, that's another thing, too, though. I feel like they're both 24, so they're both, like, more mature. So just date an older guy. Honestly, that's my opinion and my advice, because they will be more mature than someone your age, most likely. I mean, whatever. What's 2 years going to do? But honestly, I feel like I noticed a big difference than guys that were, like, at BU.
Yeah, hello. So different.
Guys, they do their laundry. Yeah. They fold their laundry. They, like, have their things together.
Clean.
They're so clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his apartment's clean. Like, I was shocked.
I think the biggest thing, though, like, within any relationship is you have to just find someone that makes you happy. Like, you can't worry about all, like, the bells and whistles of anything else. Like, Tucker and I tell him this all the time, like, he genuinely just makes me happy. And I think that Max genuinely makes Gretchen happy.
Yeah.
And it shows through you and I that they make us happy. So I feel like that's just
you're
such
happy
the
around them. And
like my mom and Scott, like, Scott makes my mom happy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just have to find who makes you happy.
Yeah. So this kind of goes with what we were saying. Like, I feel like we don't get sick of our boyfriends, but we also have, like, good balances of having times without them, so I guess so that we don't get sick of them, and just so that we have, like, our own things going on. But this question is about us. Do we get sick of each other?
No, because we're not together enough to get sick of one another.
Yeah, exactly.
As you heard her say, she'll be here for 6 days this month. So I value the time that we have together so much, because I'm like, shit, I'm only going to see this girl for one more day this month.
Yeah.
So I don't think that I ever... get sick of you. And also, we're not in here at the same time, really. I mean, except at night, but you know.
Yeah. I know, because she'll get up early, leave, and so we don't have, like, too much time together here that we would get, like, snippy with each other.
Right.
And
No.
This can be our last question.
Oh, I'm good.
Talk about veganism. We touched on it a little bit.
Okay.
But people want to hear.
This is a good topic. Okay. I think that, like I said, one diet doesn't work for everyone. Tucker tried to go vegan and it literally blew out his insides. I'm sorry, Tucker, but it did. So it doesn't work
for
everyone.
Yeah.
I went vegan mainly because of you and Lucy, honestly, because I saw you guys training. I was like, oh, okay. And then I watched a bunch of, like, documentaries and read articles and whatnot, and for me it has nothing really to do necessarily, like, with the animals per se.
Taylor will always say that too. People are like, oh, you must, like, love animals, and Taylor's like, no,
not,
I don't care about the animals,
really.
It's for, like, my health.
I just think that for me and my level of activity and what I'm doing, being vegan is best for me. But I know,
and your stomach, you have such a sensitive
I have
stomach.
A terrible stomach, like
so sensitive,
the air makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's terrible. So I feel like just eating really clean is best for me. It's hard. Like, I think that it's difficult at first to adjust to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it because of the process that animal and dairy products go through to get to your table, which doesn't bother some people, and that's totally fine. But just for me, I just
kinda
didn't,
like,
want to
out.
Put that in me. Yeah. But I'm totally fine. Like, I don't feel like I'm a quote-unquote, like, annoying vegan. Like, I'm fine being around.
She would make
that.
Me chicken parm
in
college.
I will make people chicken parm.
She literally
parm.
Makes the best chicken parm. Like, she doesn't eat it, but she makes it.
Like, I will totally, like, I support, like, whatever you choose to do, but for me it works.
Mm.
And I think that, the stomach thing is probably my biggest thing, is that it just, like, makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And I just feel a lot better, like, you know, when I'm working out, that I have those type of, like, nutrients inside of me. But I'm not, like, if I'm out to eat at a restaurant and I order pasta that, you know, has, you know, was made, the pasta string has egg in it, like, whatever, like, I'm not gonna be picky about that. But I'm also, like, I'm not eating butter at restaurants, like, I'm not doing any of that. But I'm not, it's, like, super annoying about it when it comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah,
I but agree. I do eat 100% vegan. Like, yeah. I don't make any, like, excuses or, like, substitutions. Yeah. I'm never like, oh, I'll eat pizza, like, one night a week. Like, yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah. I feel like it just really made sense for her because you didn't really enjoy meat that much anyway. You would eat salmon maybe, like, once in a while.
I miss fish. Really I miss seafood a lot.
It didn't really, like, matter. And then dairy, honestly, like, everyone and their mother is lactose intolerant anyway. So I feel like it's just what made Taylor feel the best. So bottom line, just do what works for you and eat however makes you feel.
Yeah, if it doesn't work for you, don't freaking do it because it might not be the best for you. And also, like, consult a doctor. Like, I am not a doctor, so what the hell do I know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything, so.
Yeah. Oh my god, this has been so fun.
I feel like I could talk forever. This is
I know, we can make this literally 3 hours. But I hope you learned a lot more about Taylor. We didn't really do that. I grew up here, there's many siblings, but she's like literally like in the Brady Bunch.
The oldest of five.
Yes.
I grew up where Gretchen grew up.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, really, we have more topics for another time, but
thanks for having me. I'm so honored. Course. I said this is probably my first and only podcast.
She'll be on more. This is only the beginning. You're so good at it.
Oh, okay.
See, don't you forget the microphone's there. It's just like...
Oh, I don't... Who
cares? It's literally like we're hanging out, but that was so good. Love you guys. Thanks for listening, and catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.